There is a certain irony in the case of investment visas that, whilst the approvability test is extremely onerous when compared to other visa categories, new businesses which are manifestly capable of passing the test tend to be administrative rather than argumentative. By this, I mean if the investor has a solid business plan, significant capital, a good track record, and clearly has the support of a local contact or network in place, then an approval for an investment visa can fall into something akin to a box-ticking exercise, and the application will be quickly approved without very much to-ing and fro-ing with the immigration department. Therefore, it's the marginal investor who usually has to work hard for an approval, and I now provide some case examples by way of general guidance, which serve to illustrate the type of business investment visas that will struggle to approval. The first involves a French lady in her early 30s. She's determined that she'd like to apply for an investment visa to support her trading of fancy goods products between France and China. Her Hong Kong Limited Liability Company was established with a typical and standard authorised share capital of HK$10,000, which she owns 100% outright. She conducts her trading business from her apartment in Tsim Sha Tsui and was turning over approximately HK$300,000 a month. She had no local staff working for her, nor did her business plan anticipate that any would be needed. She had secured the rights to a French fashion product for Northeast Asia, but that product itself was from a relatively small company and did not, on the face of it, appear to be a particularly compelling commercial proposition, although the potential was always there. In this situation, the nature of the business and the way the one-person operation was to be run, along with the simple entrepot trading nature of the enterprise, meant that the Hong Kong ID concluded that this lady would not be able to make a substantial contribution to the economy of Hong Kong. The second general example involves a German man who was a very talented linguist. He spoke seven languages and saw the potential to establish a simultaneous interpretation service in Hong Kong. The plan for the business involved marketing and business promotion activities, principally via the internet and personal referral. As the business was to only ever operate from home and relied exclusively on the personal service capabilities of the linguist himself, this investment visa would never be approved, as there was little, if any, investment per se, and the contribution to Hong Kong would only be marginal, not substantial. The business had no potential for scalability, and the only party that would really benefit from the business would be the applicant himself. The final example refers to a current Hong Kong resident who is here on an employment visa sponsored by his UK employer, who transferred him to the UK 3 years ago. 6 months prior, he resigned from his job in order to begin a website development company. He did the right thing by submitting his application to the immigration department right at the outset of his plans, and so they were on side with him from the get-go. The business was well funded, and each of the four cornerstones to a business investment approval were present from the outset. As the processing time for a business investment visa is 4 to 6 months, by the time the immigration department came round to giving him the decision on his application, the business had not actually materialised in the manner envisaged, and in fact was struggling to win clients and make sales. 5 months into the venture, he was running out of cash and his reserves were at a complete stretch. So, whilst at the outset all looked promising, by the time the decision came down, it had become more than obvious to both him and the immigration department that it was not going to work out. For this reason, his investment visa was denied. As it happened, this client closed down his business and found a job locally in Hong Kong. He was able to secure an employment visa based on a job offer, which was not in any way impacted by the prior refusal of his investment visa application.